we're joined by the one and only Brad Cox. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Unbelievable.
Oh, unbelievable. Wow.
Better than I've ever been in my life.
I haven't had that one before. And you know what? I'm going to take that and run with it.
Yeah, you should. I've got a 75-year-old best friend. Doesn't matter what he's doing. But you ring him and you go, what are you up to, mate? And he goes, mate, you wouldn't believe how good I am. I'm having the best day.
Oh, my gosh. I aspire to be like that. I want the story of how you became friends with a 75-year-old, but we're here to talk your tour.
Yes, we are.
Very exciting. So what spots are you hitting around New Zealand?
Well, Auckland to start with, which we're very excited about. And then I think we head down to Christchurch. And then we're going a little bit regional, which is very exciting as well. Dunedin, Gore and Queenstown.
Oh, cool. You're going to Gore.
Yeah. Everyone's so pumped we're going to Gore.
That is really exciting. I don't know if you've caught up with the kind of politics of Gore, but it's quite an interesting little place.
What's going on in Gore this week?
They had a really young mayor and everyone kicked up a fuss about it. I'm sure you'll find out.
Actually, you know what? I reckon I did see that on the news in Australia, and me and my wife were sitting there talking about that guy that looked like he was at high school.
Exactly.
That was a few months ago, was it?
I remember
talking to her about that, actually.
Oh, hilarious. So you're an Australian musician. You play a lot of country that feels quite Americana adjacent. Do you want to tell us how you kind of got into music and when you started playing and
sure.
things?
Just at high school was where it all kind of started for me. Just put a little band together, and I was playing drums and singing, and we did 5 AC/DC covers and then did 5 more of the same covers. We just started again when we first started out. But yeah, from there, kind of, I went pretty bush after school and went up to the Northern Territory and chased mm-hmm. cows around and lived fairly remotely for a few years. And from there, I was kind of playing cover gigs at pubs and rodeos on the weekends and whatnot. And then came home after 2 years and wrote my first album. I thought, yeah, I kind of just went, oh, I'm sick of playing weddings and getting paid heaps of money to do a job that I wasn't delivering on what they deserved, because I didn't want to be playing other people's music. And went home and wrote my first album, and that's kind of how it started.
Amazing. And it's been quite a vast trajectory from that point, eh? You've been nominated and won some really massive awards. And
yeah, I mean, we've been busy. I feel like slowly kind of building the story and putting out another album and doing it a bit better and a bit bigger and whatnot. You were just talking about COVID. I mean, that kind of robbed us of expanding out of Australia for a few years. I'm only just kind of getting to the chance where, I mean, we've been to New Zealand before, but kind of did my first couple of runs in UK and Europe last year, which I'm very excited to get back over there. Like, I mean, playing country music in Berlin was really inspiring.
I can only imagine.
And incredibly encouraging. Just signed a new record deal with Warner, and this new album's feeling really, really positive and a bit different. And yeah, we call it country adjacent because it's kind of just next door to country music. It's not. I mean, I always kind of belong in country music, I suppose. But this record definitely sounds like it's not quite the same, but still next door, I suppose.
Fair enough. I love the title of the new album. Do you want to tell the listeners?
The new record's called Endemic Intelligence in Multiple Dimensions.
So good.
Why? Because I want people to go, what the hell is this idiot on about? I've got to go listen to that record.
Well, that's a good way to get some plays, right?
Well, that's the idea. That's the idea.
Right, so everyone, you can grab your tickets to see Brad Cox live. Head along to that. And you're going to play a song for us today, Brad.
I think I am, yeah. Yeah.
Go on.
I'm going to play my latest tune that I was lucky enough for an American guy called Randy Houser to kind of jump on. I sent him an email with the whole record, and he came back loving this song. It's called The High Cost of Living, which is fairly relevant for what everyone's got going on.
Oh, it is. Have you seen the price of butter?
Yeah, that's
jeez.
Right.
Jeez. Well, thank you so much, Brad. Take it away.
Thanks for having us.
The high cost of living and the low cost of love. But all that you're giving is never enough. They're out here drowning while you're rising up. The high cost of living beats the low cost of love. With tears in her eyes. The kid's still asleep. The traffic gets louder as the morning rolls on. They work on the street. She softly whispers, just keep holding on. Just a few months now, we'll have our own place, babe, and I'll get a job. The high cost of living and the low cost of love. When all that you're giving is never enough. They're out here drowning while you're rising up. The high cost of living beats the low cost of love. $10 for coffee and a fortune to eat. The heating is turned off for now till they work out an easier street. Everyone's hurting as times are getting hard. People who once lived the dream are now sleeping out rough in their car. And the high cost of living and the low cost of love. When all that you're giving is never enough. They're out here drowning while you're rising up. The high cost of living is getting too much. Sometimes everyone needs a repair. Being laid out, beaten, left out bare, they're all grieving. It's all too much. The high cost of living in this low cost of love. They're all drowning and you're rising up. The high cost of living beats the low cost of love.
So much.
Oh my gosh, if that doesn't entice you to get along to a Brad Cox show, I don't know what will. We're so excited for the new album as well. Thank you so much for joining us here on 95BFM Breakfast.
Thanks, Brian.
If you want to come to a private gig with Brad Cox tonight at Public Bar, we are giving away a double pass. So get your text in for that. Brad Cox with your name and your B-card number. We'll give it to one of you lucky listeners. Have a great tour, Brad.
Thank you so much. See you soon.